All right, Michael Vick, you think you still got it?
Still got it.
Let's see.
I can still run.
Okay. What about throwing?
Still throw it.
Let's see it.
20 years to this day.
Go!
Oh, what? What?
Oh, damn. This is the M Zone.
Welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman, Mizzler, the best in the Bizzler, because he can find video like it's crazy. And Boom Boom Matty Leach.
I believe that happened.
Yeah, Michael Vick just threw the ball out of the stadium. What stadium was that?
I'm assuming since Rich Eisen's
Rose
there.
Bowl.
I was going to say either that or the Coliseum, but yeah, regardless, Southern Cal.
With the Rose Bowl.
I agree. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Think Rose Bowl. Because he did his run at the Rose Bowl with Michael Vick was there as one of the athletes and the kids were there. So it could have been the Rose Bowl. He threw the damn ball out the stadium.
I was gonna say, regardless of where he is, that looked like a big ass stadium. And he threw the ball all the way out there, hit the light pole up top. So it again, Michael Vick always had a cannon for an arm. Mm-hmm. You know, the strength of his arm was never a knock on Michael Vick, no matter when he was playing. Even towards the end of his career, had a tremendous tremendous throw, tremendous arm strength. But no, it's crazy. Again, T.O.'s a little bit older. T.O.'s like getting mid-40s. Maybe even a little bit higher, but Michael Vick at 41 coming back and playing in the I forget what the league's called, Miz. The player
he's playing one
fan
game,
controlled
right,
fan controlled football.
Yep.
Right. T.O.'s 48.
Who?
I was gonna say 48? I thought T.O. was pushing 50.
Yeah, he's 48. T.O. is 48. Oh yeah. I mean, really, and
gonna have a heart attack.
I mean, really, in hindsight, like from only the little clips
coming from the guy with the 2-year-old.
Damn! But from the only bits that I've seen, from this whole fan controlled football thing, like it's all arena based, and it's not like a big field. It's like almost like they like after an arena bowl game was wrapped up, they're like, all right, everyone's out of the stands. Let's bring in some of your favorites to do the damn thing. And everyone on Twitch can vote on the play to run. And that's how they do the damn thing. So that's kind of what my understanding is. But again, I've been wrong multiple times before. But to see, like you said, to see Michael Vick take the ball from field level, not from the stands, from field level, and then chuck it out of the field. That's amazing. At 41, the man's an ageless wonder.
I look as the famous Bruce Lee says, when the guy broke the board in front of his face, he said, "Boards don't hit back." Just remember this: when you're in the game, throwing it up out of the stadium, Mike Vick probably. But can he run and can he run and get away from those defensive linemen? That's
yes.
The key. I mean,
yes, he can.
We will see. I'm just saying.
I'm fairly sure that he can.
Something else.
I'm fairly sure that he can.
Just saying. And be stretched out because I see Michael Vick run wild in Philly games, and he ran out of gas a couple times too. So I'm just saying. I love Michael Vick. Michael Vick reestablished the quarterback game, but I'm just saying, hey. Stay in that booth, dog. That's where you make your money. You don't have to win or lose. You don't have to. You can be half right, half wrong. They don't care. Everybody. Oh yeah. Stay in that booth. Don't do a John Gruden. Go down on that field thinking you got again because you had your opportunity and you did refine the quarterback position. Because look, there's a lot of that. A lot of the offenses they run now is because of Michael Vick. And the things that he did when he was on the field in the pros. I'm saying Michael Vick proved that athletic quarterback could run in a pro set, could run, redefine a pro set and run and do the things that a quarterback can do. And every, you know, things change because everybody drop back quarterback. He can't throw the ball. They said he couldn't throw the ball. And everything like that, but he proved everybody wrong.
Even the athletic ones, because I'm trying to think of the last one that was really, really a runner. And even Steve Young wasn't just a runner, but he could run with the ball. But yeah, for the longest time, it was don't run. We don't want you to get killed. Right. Stay in that pocket. We're gonna keep our quarterback upright. We're gonna keep him healthy. And yeah, for a long time, it was that pocket quarterback where there were a few guys that were athletic enough that they could have been, you know, more of a runners or could have done more with their legs, but it was always, we don't want you to, because same thing as today, we don't want you running the risk of getting hurt. But you think about how many quarterbacks were, they ain't quite as fleet of foot as Michael Vick, but how much running has been a huge part of their game, starting with guys like Colin Kaepernick or RG3. I mean, that was a huge part of those teams' success, was them being effective running the ball. And then you got guys, you know, there's so many of them who can do it today. They still try not to. But again, Josh Allen's a pretty damn good runner with the ball. You can go Patrick Mahomes.
That's part of the offense now.
Oh, it's a huge part of the offense.
It's the part of the
power run. Power right. Quarterback sneak.
Exactly. Why not? Because you know what? Quarterback, if you're that valuable, hey, and they don't expect you to come. They don't expect it coming. Now they will, but guess what? You just do it when they don't expect it. You just do the opposite. And that's what these teams are doing. Patrick Mahomes, he ain't no running quarterback, but when he has to, he does. He does it too. So all I'm saying is athletic quarterbacks, and they're all athletic quarterbacks. They're all quarterbacks that they don't set. They're not pocket quarterback. I'll go to Tampa Bay. That's a pocket quarterback.
Yep.
That's a quarterback who got 7-step drop, 3-step drop. That's a guy who's in the pocket, who's going to climb the pocket and throw the ball down the field. He's not apt to just take off and run. That's a pocket quarterback, that Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback.
Yep. But that's a dying
breed. All the rest of them now, right. Exactly.
That's a dying breed. No. He's the only one because so many guys, Phillip Rivers, this guy, that, you know, so many quarterbacks of the Peyton Manning of the previous generation of the great quarterbacks were predominantly pocket guys, or even the ones that were known for being somewhat runners, like Big Ben. He wasn't a speed guy, but he was just so big that you couldn't bring him down.
Exactly. It took 2-3 guys to bring that big man down. And you were lucky if you brought him down. And he played tough.
Yep.
He was a tough. He was quote unquote a tough guy. And everybody would say, oh, he's a big. No, he's an athletic quarterback. You just wouldn't call him that. You called him something else. A stupid quarterback trying to run. No. Yep. Once they established and got it done, they used the run when they had to. The Pittsburgh Steelers were able to open up the field and have a wide open offense then, and they played really well with it. Won a couple Super Bowls with him. I'm just saying.
Yep.
But I mean, look, he Michael Vick transcended these quarterbacks now, and now we're going to see more athletes. I mean, who's the but least that's quarterback that's, outside of Tom Brady? It's got to be Tannehill. Yep. Tannehill is probably.
But
they opened up the offense on him too.
He still got some wheels
because he was a wide receiver. Yep. He was a wide receiver at Texas A&M. But I'm saying
he's the only one
I can think of. I know.
Maybe we don't know. We don't know.
He probably did. All I'm saying is in the NFL, it has changed around from pocket quarterbacks to athletic quarterbacks. The best quarterback we said the past MVP 2 years. I mean, he's a athletic quarterback. I don't care what you say. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is an athletic quarterback. Sorry, he takes off running just like everybody else, and he does. He knows how to get out of bounds. He knows how to score touchdowns. Other than the one he should have went for a touchdown against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers two years ago, he wanted to. No.
Coach,
no, he wanted to go for the fourth down. No, he wanted to go for the fourth down. I'm saying on that third down, he could have snuck it in and scored, but instead he did throw the ball and didn't get it. But he's an athletic quarterback too.
You're absolutely one of the more underrated athletic. You can argue that he's one of the best running quarterbacks because he is so efficient when he does do it. But you're right, Jamie. Mm-hmm. That went from being Michael Vick was the anomaly. There was, you know, him, Randall Cunningham, Dante Culpepper. You know, there was only a handful of guys that were the quote unquote athletic quarterback. But after Michael Vick, you know, really kind of revolutionized the game in the few ways that he did. Now you look at it, every good quarterback is an athletic, quote-unquote, athletic quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, Murray out in Arizona, this guy, that like Russell Wilson. Yep, yeah. Every quarterback. And again, the ones that don't even necessarily strike you, you look at Josh Allen and you, is that guy the most fleet of foot? Doesn't necessarily look like it because, like Big Ben, he's built like a lumberjack. But no. He can not only run you over, but he'll run around you too. So we have seen it all over the league where that is now the standard. You have to be able to make plays with both your arms and your legs. And those guys like Tom Brady and, like you said, Ryan Tannehill is probably like the second closest, because after guys like Drew Brees and Philip Rivers and guys like that have finally hung him up, that pocket passer has really become somewhat a thing of the past.
Justin Herbert, probably. Maybe.
Oh, he can make – well, but he can still make plays with his legs, because even a guy – you know, we haven't seen him play in a while. Deshaun Watson is a quarterback that will sit there and tear you apart if you give him time in the pocket. But also, if he needs to make a play with his legs, oh, hell yeah, he can get outside and he can run a little bit and he will make a play. But, you know, a lot of these quarterbacks, if they have their choice – yeah, I'd rather stay in the pocket as long as I'm not getting my head knocked off. But I can.
This is for Philly E. Is Kirk Cousins the court? Is he a pocket quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah. He ain't fleet of foot. The one and it still makes me so mad. The one time that he's ever run the ball effectively was that one game against Michigan in, I think, 2012 or 2013. Where we thought, okay, they've got two quarterbacks. If we can make Cousins run the ball because he's the better passer, that we'll be in good shape. And then he ran all over us. But that's literally the one time that I can think of him being effective with his legs. But, yeah, no, you're right. He is one of the few pocket quarterbacks left, and we've seen the people ride the waves with him where he has one good year.
Exactly.
One not so good year.
Well, all I'm going to say is, and I said this to Miz a couple weeks ago, look, it's like the Lions. Lions go to the playoffs because they had a bad schedule. Lions get a better schedule because they went to the playoffs. They don't play good that next year. They finish in a bad position. They get a better schedule to play against, and they make it to the playoffs again. They used to go up and down like that, and that was how it is. That's how the Minnesota Vikings are. I'm just saying, if you look at their schedule, the Vikings schedule goes up and down each year because they this year is going to be a good schedule for them because they didn't play well, this, that, whatever. They had injuries and everything. This will be a good schedule. The Vikings, I mean, they may make the playoffs this year.
Well, our division.
Let's pump the brakes there. Let's pump the brakes there, Chief. I don't see that happening.
I know you don't want that to happen.
I didn't say I didn't want it to happen. I don't think it will. I just listen,
they have a good receiver. They have a good running back. They have a decent defense that makes tackles. I mean, they have all the ingredients.
They've got Kirk Cousins.
Of a Cincinnati. I know. That's the only thing. That's the bad thing, Miz. I agree.
Thielen, Jefferson, they got some.
Right. They got playmakers some receivers out there. And they got a running back. They got Cook. And if he's healthy, I'm just saying.
Thielen kind of washed up, though. Ever since when they drafted Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen basically just became like the other guy. He became that guy that, like, yeah, I remember him being
Thielen's running pretty damn good, man.
He went quiet last year. He was dead quiet.
Was he hurt though last year? I don't know.
I don't know. Let's just say,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, sure, why not? I don't know. I don't pay attention to Minnesota football, except when they unfortunately are on at the same time as the Lions when they play together at play each other. But You know, I like I said, they may be good. Like it kind of goes with a lot of the teams that on paper look great, should be playoff teams, should be world beaters, should be able to go out there, win a championship, but they just they don't do it.
Okay. What team you talking about?
The Green Bay Packers. Let's give that prime example
They should go to the playoffs.
You had the MVP. You had a multitude of wide receivers that at your disposal. You had two great running backs at your disposal as well too. You're supposed to be the defensive team of the North because the Bears ain't the defensive team anymore. They're no longer
defense. They don't run the ball like they should. This team should be ground.
Because you can thank Aaron Rodgers for that. Aaron Rodgers for that. Thank him for that one.
Look, you play in the weather. You play in the weather. You've got to be able to run the ball. If you don't run the ball, you can't throw in bad weather. Because Green Bay is what? A bad area in December and January.
Mm-hmm. The frozen tundra.
Exactly. That's why you have to be able to run the ball. It freaks out that offensive line. Hey, we're not blocking. We got a run block. We don't run block. We pass block because we got Aaron. Aaron throws the ball. You got to be able to run the ball in the playoffs if you play in Green Bay. Just saying.
We learned that the hard way last year. Or at least Packers fans learned that one the hard way last year.
2 years running. 2 years running. I'm just saying, if they could run the ball against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they could have held the clock. They could have run the ball. Look, they made all the comebacks. They came back on Brady and them. They could have won that game.
Yep.
Aaron doesn't take the ball and run in for a touchdown. That's his error. Then the coach decides to kick the field goal to play defensive. That's his fault. Okay? But they made mistakes. Brady and them played well, and I'll give you that, but they didn't play well enough to win that game positively. I mean, it was the Packers who gave it back. And then when you hold somebody and the shirt's out of his pants, well, yeah, they're going to call that. They're going to throw the flag on that. I'm sorry.
Maybe every once in a while.
Yeah. And you had home field advantage. Exactly. I'm just saying.
No,
give me another team that you think who else should be going to the Super Bowl?
Outside of Green Bay Packers that should be going to the Super Bowl because of the talent that they have based on what's on paper. The Seattle Seahawks.
Not this year.
But I'm looking at last year. I'm looking at last year. Seattle should have been a playoff team.
I agree with you on that. But Russ got hurt.
So if you want to go with this year, I'll just go ahead. I'll put it out there right now. Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals should be the NFC West champions this year. If they are not
DeAndre
the NFC
champions. DeAndre Hopkins didn't get hurt last year. You know, that was.
Well, DeAndre Hopkins also didn't take illegal substances as well, too. But
he got suspended for six games. So, I mean. It's going to be tough. They got to win three of those six games to be in that race.
Well, and when you get
but I agree with you on that, Miz. I agree with you on that.
I would say
you can argue every team in the AFC West.
Yeah, the AFC West.
I agree with you.
All four of those teams you could argue should be good enough to win the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
But again, how many are going to maybe two? You know, they're talking about if they all perform that you could get three.
Hey, the AFC, the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys should be in line for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right. They should be.
And they're going to screw it up like they always do. My question for you guys, because it was J-Mo's lucky lottery ticket that he rode all the way to the Super Bowl.
Why do I have to be lucky? Why do I have to be lucky?
Because you were the only damn person to pick Cincinnati to go to the Super Bowl besides Angelique Shingalis.
I saw it. It was. Wait a minute. Week 17. I saw that. I saw that quarterback. And I'll say it again. Matt, you want a little bit? I'll guarantee you they'll make the playoffs this year.
That's why. Because will they be able to recapture it?
They will. Yes. They filled the holes on that. They're trying to fill the holes on that offensive line right now. They got a running back. They got a running back. They got a hungry defense. And they got the wide receivers. I still think that team is hungry enough because they got there. They'll be the team. They'll be the team in the Central this year. Well, in the AFC Central.
They got a big old bullseye on their back now, which is crazy to say. The Bengals. The Bengals. The Bungles are the team with the bullseye on their
Steelers,
back.
You lose the Steelers. The Browns should be the team, but guess what? I mean, at least six games, they got to wait for Deshaun. They got to wait for him. Well, at least six games. It could be eight.
They were supposed to be the team last year, though. That's the thing. Like nothing changed last year with
them. That's the quarterback position. That's what it is.
Deshaun will certainly be a huge – like, again, Baker wasn't bad and had the good year the year before, but Deshaun Watson is a major upgrade at quarterback. But like you said, Jamie – whether he will be allowed to play, how long that suspension is. And, you know, we saw Major League Baseball where they laid the hammer down on Trevor Bauer, where he was cleared of all of the criminal stuff. But they said, we're still going to suspend you for not just one, but 2 years. I don't think the NFL will do quite that, but there is the possibility.
Understand this, Matthew. Understand this. That contract is guaranteed no matter what.
Yep.
They can't get out of it. They can't get out of it. So
the Browns can't, but the NFL can say, listen, you're not playing. And the Browns still got to pay you, but you ain't playing.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the one thing about the NFL and the MLB, they don't play stupid money. They do things. They give their owners a heads up. They let them
everything
know what's happening.
Dollars business, and cents.
You know, everything works. Yep. Everything works. They work together. These two, the owners and the league, work together. They don't do things for, okay, we signed him and he can't play the next eight games or he can't play the next 2 years. Are you kidding me? There will be an out, or there will be a commissioner coming in and saying, we made a mistake. He can play after six games or eight games, whichever one it is.
Or a big-ass lawsuit, one of the two.
Exactly. So,
Miz is perplexed.
Is it breaking news?
You got to hit us. No, what's going on?
It's not breaking news. Remember our old boy, Big Game Boomer? Every time Hadley would call up and he'd be like, well, Big Game Boomer said this. Big Game Boomer is you know, just some kind of jack wagon or whatnot. I don't know about this, though. Big Game Boomer kind of onto something right here. Top 50 centers entering in the 2022 college football season. And ladies and gentlemen, on the top of that list, we're looking at Olusegun Oluwatimi, Michigan.
Oh, Olin. Yeah.
Oli, the award finalist last year. Oh, yeah, he is one that we cannot wait. And you want to know what? It just made me think of our guy, JJ, in Linkin Park. God rest his soul. He loved the center position and would always talk about, if you've got a great center, how that makes not only a great offensive line, but that will lead to a great team and a great offense. Love seeing our boy as number one on that list.
I just thought it was kind of interesting, but I still think Big Game Boomer is kind of a joke, but that's here or there.
A little bit. But hey, that's even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, Miz.
Exactly. Every so often it works our way.
We got to go to a break, and I got to think of something for the
question of the day.
Question of the day. Interesting. I'll do that on the other side. You're listening to the M Zone. The premiere show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.